Thank you for calling The Hartford's Customer Care Center. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. The Hartford has enabled Medicare crossover for all of our members. If Medicare crossover should fail, please send paper claims and correspondence to Web TPA, P.O. Box 1928. Grapevine, Texas 76099-1928. If you are calling in regard to pre-certification, please note it is not required when Medicare is primary. This call may be recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. I can help you with things like eligibility, benefits, claim status, and more. How can I help you?
Claim status.
Would you like to use our automated fax back system?
No.
Please say your first and last name.
Nathan.
You're calling from 646-693-0301. Say yes if this is your preferred callback number. Otherwise, please say your 10-digit callback number.
718-701-0844.
You entered 718-701-0844. Is this correct?
Yes.
Please say or enter your 9-digit tax ID number. Sorry. Sorry. I didn't recognize a valid 9-digit tax ID number. Let's try again. Let's try this another way. Please enter your 9-digit tax ID number using your phone. You entered 11382234. Is this correct?
Yes.
Please say or enter your 10-digit NPI number. Sorry. Let's try this another way. Please enter your 10-digit national provider identifier number on. You entered 13361-70216. Is this correct? Sorry. You entered 13361-70216. If this is correct, say yes or press
yes.
1. Please say the 9 to 16 character member ID. Sorry. Please.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is John. Can I have the member ID?
Yes, this is Nathan from provider's office, and I'm looking for the bill status and the member's ID.
0095605-26-01. Member name, date of birth?
It's Gail Shields, and July 25, 1956.
Your callback number 718-701-0844.
Yes, that was correct.
Thank you. Your NPI 13361-70216. tax ID 113822342?
Yes.
Are you registered with AVAT?
No.
So I just want to inform you that the member's effectivity date is 7/1/2023. Active, no termination date. Can you have the date of service and total bill amount?
May 15, 2024, and the charge amount is $275.
Now what's your concern for this?
Well, I'm looking for the claim reconsideration which we sent with the W-9 form.
Where, sir? You're looking for?
W-9 form.
You want to send W-9 form?
Yeah, I already sent it. Yes.
Okay, let me check.
Yes.
Just have to verify the claim number. Claim number is 07092024EECHO0009254. Let me check if we received the W-9 form already. Yes, we received the W-9 form. Let me check. But this is from 2018. May I know where did you send the W-9 form? Where?
Well, I sent it on... May 7,
2025. May I know where did you send it?
On the fax.
May I know what fax number?
469-417-1966.
So we didn't receive the W-9 form? Your address here is Suite 159 Veronica Avenue. This is incorrect, right? Somerset, NG 08873. Is this the old address?
Let me provide you the address. It's 59 Veronica Avenue, Somerset, New Jersey, 08873.
Is that the correct one?
Yes.
Oh, that's the new address here. That's the address. It is already updated.
Yes.
Just have to verify the check number. Check number 25218462. That's the new address here. 59 Veronica Avenue, Somerset, New Jersey, 08873.
Alright, and when did you resend this check?
We're sorry? When did...
Yeah, send the check.
So this check is already cleared. There's no need to resend this one.
Okay, what was the clear date?
Clear date is 7/23/2024.
And can you just provide me the check amount?
Check amount $40.54.
Alright, just a second. Okay. Alright. Okay. Alright, no problem. Thank you for having me information. Have a wonderful day.
Have a wonderful day too, and bye for now.
Bye.